Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for listening in on today. Remember, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. If you want to have any input into the program on today, we're coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse number 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Truly, we thank and praise God for what we've been able to cover thus far. And if I sound a little bit excited, that's because I am. I always get excited about the Word of God. And sometimes I just have such a great feeling until it's hard to put it into words. I get excited about God, about the great things that He has already done in my life, and the great things that I know He's getting ready to do, and the great things that are going to happen in the future. So listen, not only do I praise God for myself, but I praise God for all of my family and friends, and for the church of God in general. I'm talking about the body of Christ here on the earth. Church, if we just learn how to get together, seems like every other group can get together except the Christian family. That kind of hurts my heart, and I'm kind of saddened in many ways. Dr. Youngblood and I sometimes sit in the studio, and we have conversations about the church. And a whole lot of times, we hate to have to come to the conclusion, and we're not trying to be judgmental, but know and understand that many that are coming to the building every Sunday, even when the doors are open, it doesn't matter if your service is sometime through the week, a lot of these people are not going to be a part of the kingdom of God, this great kingdom that we're talking about right now. Why? It's simply because they won't believe. If we learn how to believe in God, believe in His word, and trust in Him, I hear Dr. Charles Stanley say, obey God and leave the consequences to Him. If we learn how to just obey the word of God, leave the consequences to Him, whether it's going to happen or not, I guarantee you, if you put it in God's hands, you're going to see some great things that you never saw before in your life. God will listen. He will blow your mind. I'm one. I'm a living witness of that. I have seen some things take part in my life that I never thought would ever happen before. Even when I thought things were going to work out for the bad, they worked out for the good. Why? Because I totally put it in God's hands, and I trusted in Him to work it out, and He worked it out for me. So listen, this is a testifying Thursday morning. Amen. If you want to testify about something good that God has done for you, feel free to give us a call, 904-831-0917. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to move on. We're getting ready to go into Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But first, we want to bridge the gap about the kingdom and make sure you understand everything you need to know about this great kingdom that is here and present in the world right now. Because the believers, the church, that's you and me, we are here. So a portion of the kingdom is already here and at work in this present world. But we must know and understand we are praying for the kingdom to come in its fullness. Why? Because we want to see everybody blessed. I don't want to see nobody sick, disadvantaged, or don't have the thing that they need. Some people depressed, suppressed, and oppressed by the devil, because we got to know that that's his job. The Bible says he came to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what he intends to do. If it was left up to him, there wouldn't be a human being walking on the face of the earth. But know and understand, for that reason, God is still in control. That's why we are still here. And while we are here, the word of God has to be fulfilled. So therefore, because of that, there are going to be some bad things to happen, and there's also going to be some good things to happen. But we're the ones that made the choice from the beginning in the Garden of Eden. Man chose the devil. He didn't choose God. He chose the devil. God gave Adam and Eve a choice, and they chose the wrong thing. But listen, no one understand that that did not catch him by surprise. God already knew exactly how everything was going to work out, and he already made provisions for us from the foundation of the world. And Christ agreed to come down, amen, as the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world from the foundation of the world. So for that reason, we ought to thank and praise God for that. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, we get to be a part of this great kingdom that we're talking about on today. Amen? So when we look at the word kingdom, it simply means a basilia. It's a place where a ruler has a right to rule. He has a realm that he rules in. And then certainly there is the reality of rule. When we look at these three things and we understand the nature of God, that fits him perfectly as God Almighty. Certainly he has a right to rule because he's the one that made us and not we ourselves. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, we connect that with thy will be done. Know and understand, we all as human beings have a will. Why I say that is because we have a way that we want our lives to turn out. We have goals and accomplishments that we want to see come to pass in our lives. But we have to know that because of Christ coming down and dying on the cross for our sins, when we come to him, we give our lives back to him because he gave his life for us. So for that reason, the Bible says you are not your own. You were bought with a price. And this is the reason why we should not take it lightly on today, that Christ died on the cross. And if God made us and we didn't make ourselves, then certainly he's got a right to rule in our lives. He's got a right to rule over all this earth and the universe because he is the one that made everything that's here. So for that reason, we ought to thank and praise him that he looked out for us in the very first beginning before we were ever born into this world. He knew we were coming. So he made a way for us so that we would be able to live if only we will come and connect up with him. And certainly I want to draw a reference, amen, to some other verses of scripture about the kingdom of God. Exodus 19, 5 and 6. Psalm 22, 28 through 31. And Daniel 4 and 3. You can read in those areas of scripture where the kingdom of God was announced. Amen. Because in the book of Exodus, chapter 19, and I'll just give you a brief overlay of that. He told Moses to tell his people that they are a holy nation. They are a peculiar people, and that he wanted a kingdom of priests, ones who will serve him in the spirit and in the truth. So listen and understand this. Now, he announced that to the Israelites during the Exodus because he wanted them to know that their life had purpose. Amen. So you, my friend, even though you may not have come to Christ yet, your life still has purpose. God has a plan for your life, Jeremiah 29 and 11. So notice and understand this. When you come and connect up with God, then his will can be done in your life, because the will of God has to be done in this earth as it is in heaven. And over in heaven, everybody is praising him. Everybody is glorifying him. And that's what he wants to happen here on this earth among mankind. I know I can remember back in the older days, the great Mother Pluma Everett said, "Seems like everything is worshiping God except for man." That was a saying she had in her testimony in the church. She said, everything is worshiping God except man. The plants, the animals, the everything, everything gives submission and worship and recognition unto God except for man. And that's so true in so many ways when we look at the way that people live life on today. They act like there is no God simply because they don't want to give account to anyone, especially not to someone who's in a position of authority like God is. But just because they feel that way doesn't mean that it's going to be that way. Because in spite of how they feel, God is still yet in control. Amen? So some other scriptures, you can write these down and go to them in your spare time. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44 and 45. Matthew 4, 12 through 17. Mark 1, 14 through 15. And Matthew 25 and 34. You will see there the kingdom of God was introduced. Matthew chapter 4, just to give you a brief overlay about that. After Jesus came out of the temptation and overcome the devil, when he went out and started his gospel ministry, he started preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." The kingdom of God is at hand. This is the reason why he preached that. In other words, amen, he wanted the people to know, get ready. Get ready for this great kingdom and for the soon coming king. And as he began to reveal to the people of that day and time about the great plan that God had about bringing another kingdom here, some of them got offended because Caesar was the king during that time. And a lot of them say, we won't have no other king over us except for Caesar. Well, I hope that that's not the way you feel on today, my friend, because listen, we might have had great presidents. We might have had other great leaders, other people who we looked up to as being great leaders, but know and understand that there will never be a leader greater than God. So that's the reason why we need him, and we need his kingdom to come in this earth and for his will to be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Amen? And then we can look at the kingdom of God being revealed, Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, and Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 13. And then we can look at the kingdom of God being received. Isaiah 11, 6 through 9. Isaiah 35, 5 through 10. 1 Corinthians 15, 24. Revelation 20, 4 through 6. And Revelation 21, 1 through 3. All of these things, all of these verses that I'm calling out right now, will give you reference to the kingdom of God, what is going on right there, right now, as we speak, and what God says we ought to be doing while we are living in this body on this earth right now. We ought to be promoting things pertaining to the kingdom of God, not trying to get a big fat bank account, not trying to accomplish all these accomplishments that we want to do in this world, because the Bible lets us know, amen, that one day, all of these things here are going to be burned up. If we build our hopes on sinking sand, my friend, when the storm comes and the wind blows, your house is going to fall. But if you build upon the foundation of God, when trouble comes, you'll be able to stand. And this is what I'm trying to do on today. I'm trying to encourage you to become a part of this great kingdom, amen, the kingdom, amen, of God. So now we want to talk to you about thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. What is a will? When we look at a will is a legal declaration of a person's wishes regarding the disposal of his or her property or estate after death. As an eternal being that cannot die, God sent Jesus here to execute his living will. And even as Jesus lived, even though he died, When he rose to make the will more effective. Why? Because the Bible said that God watches over his word to perform it. So now that's why Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for us on today. He's praying that the Father's will be done in your life. I don't know about you, but this is worth giving God a praise right here. If you want to take out the time to give God praise for that right now, you can, because Jesus is living. He is making intercession for you right now. Even when you couldn't pray for yourself, he stepped in and prayed to the Father on your behalf. And then God sent you exactly what you needed according to his will. So that's why, amen, we pray, thy will be done. Listen, it goes on to say, now the will of God is even more powerful for us, for Jesus ever lives to see that it gets done. For he intercedes to the Father for us on our behalf. So I thank and praise God for that. Amen. Because Jesus never quits. The scriptures say he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never slumbers nor sleeps. Even while we are sleeping in our beds in the nighttime, Jesus is praying for us. He's watching over the word of God to see that it gets done in this earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So we can go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, to talk about the will of God. Revelation chapter 21, verses 4 through 5, and verses 22 through 27. And Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, Deuteronomy 28, 29, Colossians 3 and 4, Romans 12, 1 and 2, 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10, Isaiah 43, 13, John 4, 34, and Colossians 2, 26 and 27. So we look at the will of God, amen, through these scriptures. The divine will is a concept found in the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament, according to which God's will is the first cause of everything that exists. The first cause of everything that exists. Listen, because of the will of God, and this is what I'm getting from this, that is why we are here. The alarm clock didn't wake you up this morning. You're not here because you were able to do things on your own. It is the will of God for you to still be here right now. If you think about the situation, somebody laid down last night and they didn't get up this morning. Why? Because the will of God was accomplished in their lives, and that portion of their lives were over. Now, if they died in Christ Jesus, the other part of God's will is being done in their lives, because now they're living eternally with him. And this is what his will is, for us to be eternally with him, wherever he is. Remember, he told us, amen, in the scriptures, that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Amen. So he's preparing us a place so that when this life is over, we can be with him. And then in the future, we can still be with the Lord. Amen. I believe we got a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, caller.
Hi, Pastor Davis. This is Miranda. I just wanted to express to you how much I enjoy your talk this morning and your preaching. Anyway, I feel that so many people have lost their way because they have left God out, and I've been guilty of that in my younger days, and I just think it's important that, especially during the times that we seem to be facing here in the world right now, that people need to turn to the Lord, because there is no hope other than in the Lord. There is none. Amen. The only hope that we have is in the Lord. And one more brief little comment, and then I'll hang up. Something I heard the other day, I have shared my grief with you guys on your show before about the loss of my children, my adult children. And something somebody said to me the other day really hit home. It said, don't think about the last time you saw them. Think about the next time you're going to see them. And that kind of put a little different spin on it for me. Anyway, thank you so much for this show. I look forward to this show every day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sister Miranda, for your call on today and for your comments. And I hope and pray that your comments will also be a testimony to someone else who has lost a loved one. Listen, Sister Miranda, you will see your children again. This is a part of the will of God. This is a part of his kingdom. And because, amen, they are his children, if they died in Jesus Christ, know that they ever live in him. And we can't go to them. Remember David said in the scripture when the child died that him and Bathsheba had before the birth of Solomon. The child died. David fasted and prayed, and he wanted things to be changed, and it never did change, and the child ended up dying. Well, after that, then David went to Eden and began to socialize with his people again. And they said, well, the whole time David was fasting and praying, why did he wait till after the child died to come out and start socializing? David said, listen, I realize that his life is over and that he's not coming back to me, but I'm going to him. So there will be a day and time that God is going to reunite all of us together in that great kingdom that we just got finished talking about, because that is a part of his will. His will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. So we have great things to look forward to because we have read that in his word. And let me tell you something. I have never found any errors in the word of God. Now, okay, somebody might have a problem with that, because sometimes people say men wrote the Bible. Men are full of flaws. Men make mistakes. That's true. But God doesn't make mistakes. And we look at him in the scripture, it said, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit or by the Holy Ghost. That's in the book of Peter. So all scripture, this is 2 Timothy, was written by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction, for reproof in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly furnished thoroughly unto good works. Amen. So we need to know and understand there are no flaws in the word of God and there are no lies in the word. He tells us these things to inspire hope in us, to keep us on the right track, that throughout our lifetime, as we continue to read his word, that hope would get stronger and stronger until it becomes a reality. It's not just a fantasizing hope. It's real, so that you will know of a surety that once again, you're going to be able to unite or reunite with your children in the Heavenly Father's kingdom. And I'm hoping and praying right now that your strength will continue to be, your faith will continue to be strengthened. And we're going to continue to pray for you that your faith will get to where you will continually keep trusting in the word of God, no matter what the situations are that you are facing. I've experienced that myself. I have a mother over there. I have a father over there. I have a brother over there. I have many other relatives over there. Why is that? Because when we look at the scripture, it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I believe that. Nobody can change that. So I thank and praise God for your comments and your input into the program on today. The will of God, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Goes on to say here that the will of God or divine will is a concept found in the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament, according to which God's will is the first cause of everything that exists. God's ultimate will is the advancement of his kingdom, Daniel 2 and 44, his glorification, 1 Corinthians 10 and 31, and the salvation and sanctification of his children through his son, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3 and 9. So now, we see three phases of God's will as it pertains to us, his children. It is for his glorification, 1 Corinthians 10:31. It is for the advancement of his kingdom, Daniel 2:44. And then that his children might be sanctified through his son, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:9. So as we continue to read on about this will, and I know I can't say it all in this broadcast, but I made an attempt to speak on it at my church, and now I just want to share that with all of you on today that are listening in. If you don't have hope, just like Sister Miranda just got finished saying, place your hope and trust in the word of God, because it is the will of God that all of his children, everybody that's connected to him, believe in his word and trust in him fully without wavering. Notice and understand this. The book of Galatians also said, Abraham believed in God, and it was accounted unto him. God gave him credit for being a righteous man. Why? Because the scripture goes on to say that he staggered not at the promises of God in unbelief. So we must not let that be a part of our lives either. Don't you stagger. Don't you waver. Trust in God in everything that you do. Amen? Because God will bring it to pass. When we look at, amen, other portions of the scripture, I want you to get these also. Matthew 7:21. Mark 3:35, John 9:31b, Romans 12:2, Galatians 1:4, 1 Thessalonians 5:8, and 1 Peter 2:15. In the sovereign will of God, Isaiah 46:10, God says, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Nothing will hinder or stop this plan. It takes into account human sin and evil. So listen, in the plan of God, he's made provision for all of our faults and all of our mistakes, but it's in his plan also for us to walk in perfection. Even though sometimes we say that we may not never get there as human beings, it doesn't stop us from trying, because God's perfect will must be done. His kingdom must come. It must be done in this earth as it is in heaven. And I certainly hope and pray that you will continue on trusting in God in spite of. Amen. So we thank God for all of you that have taken part for us and for the comments, amen, that came in by way of Sister Miranda. Pray for us. We are praying for you. Certainly, we want you to be blessed and to become a part of this great kingdom of God. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. Come back in tune with us again as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.